proclaiming God's love and truth for you and your family. Wonder Lake Bible Church.
Everybody busy in your family? Things going on? Does everybody have like a ton of homework every night? Or is it just this school? Yeah, kids are like, yes, we do. Well, we're so glad that you're here, so thank you so much. And we're going to do a short little devotional, and then we'll be wrapping up to go to, which most of us, I would agree, is our favorite part of the night, which is games. Just me? Anybody else? No? Games? Yeah. Okay, I need 3 volunteers. Oh, I knew I would have some hands. Right here, Hannah. Yes, Nathan. Brandon, come on up. All right, come on up. Give him a hand. They're walking all the way up. Yeah. That's pretty good clapping for a Wednesday night. Okay. All right. So my first question is, how many of you like to get mail? Everybody can answer this. Everybody loves mail? Good. Now, we know that we talk about the Bible. We've been talking about the Bible. We know how we know the Bible is true. Can anybody give me an example, something they've learned here at Awana, or something you know about how you know the Bible is true? It's God's word to us. Okay, so I like to think of the Bible as a letter from God to us. How many of you have heard that before, right? That's kind of, yeah, something that we've heard. The Bible is like a letter to God from us. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit. But first, in my handed, my nifty mail bag. Now, have you ever seen a cool mail bag like this?
No.
Okay, you get to have this piece of mail. You get the first one right here. Pull that out. Now, you tell me what that is. Open it up and show everybody. Anybody else get mail like this?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is this mail from, Hannah? There you go. Michael's, there you go. And what do you think this mail is trying, what is the message that this is trying to tell me? When I got this in my mailbox, what were they trying to tell me?
This stuff is going on sale.
There you go. She's a smart shopper. This stuff is going on sale and probably telling me get to the store quick, right? All right, excellent, good. Let's see, why might I be excited to get that? Very good. There you go, because I can get a deal if I go there. And they also always have a coupon. Anybody else like the Michael's coupon? They also have coupons, right? So that might be why I'd be excited to get this piece of mail. Right. Very good. Okay, you can hold that one. Nathan, you're next, buddy. Reach on in here, and you grab this one out. Right there. Open that, baby. You'll be so excited. Now, what is that? He's like, he's going to read it. Does it look like fun mail, or does it look like a bill? It looks like pay this amount, right? How many of you love getting these? Anybody? Show them that. Yeah, you love getting bills? I'll send mine to you. She's taking them all. Excellent. Okay, so now what message is this piece, what message is this mail sending me?
For
a health system, uh-huh. It's a medical bill. And they're saying pay me, right? This is what they want. They want me to write them a check for that amount, right? Now, why would I be excited to get that mail? To stay healthy. You know what? Actually, that's true. Even though it's not always exciting to pay bills, I'm excited that we have medical systems, right, where I can go and be taken care of. And yeah, absolutely. I'm grateful to have health, you know, great health care for myself and my family. So you're right. That's why I'm excited to get that piece of mail. Good. All right. Last but not least, Brandon, you're up. You want to open that one? And you can just read the, can you read the front of the card? Can you see what that says? You know what that big word is? Sympathy. Very good. Very good. And that's actually from one of my friends. And I'll show everybody really quick. This is the mail I got. It says, with sympathy, because I recently lost my dearest friend, and she was like my mom. She passed away this summer, and I received a note from one of my friends. And look, she had all of our group of friends all signed it and sent that to me. And this, I like to think these little love notes, we don't get as nearly as enough of these as we, am I the only one? As we would like, right? Aren't these the best kind of mail? Now, why do you think, so I got a little love note from a friend. Why do you think, Brandon, that I would be excited to get a piece of mail like this? Why do you think I would be excited to get that? Yeah, that they're thinking of me, right? And that they care about me? Very good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Good. So very good. Thank you to our volunteers. Give them a hand. Bill, love note, and flyer. Good job. Very good job. Okay. How would you describe this letter? Yes. Yeah. It's a letter. This is the ultimate love note. the ultimate letter from God to us about his word. And how is God's letter to us different from the rest of the mail that I just talked about up here? How is that different? Somebody that hasn't answered yet. Yeah. Right, showing, she said, wow, that was awesome. Great job. Showing you how to live your life right. And isn't it great to know that we have something that can help us do that? How many of you have ever wondered what's right or what's wrong? I mean, even as adults, we do that, don't we? We sit there and go, what is the right thing to do in this situation? And right, as students, we definitely do that. And look at, she even just said it. Here's the letter that tells us. This is what tells us what's right. And we have a letter directly from God, okay? And the other thing about, somebody else, how is this different to, you know, how is this a different letter than the rest of the letters that I just had up here in the rest of the mail? Yeah, what else? It's in book, actually, you're right. And we don't get books very often, book form. Well, he just had so much to tell us, and he thought, if I'm going to send him in one thing, it's going to have to be a book. Good, what else? Anybody else? Was this written by somebody to me this week?
No.
No? No? Long time ago, right? Is this just a letter for me, Allison, to me, addressed to me?
No.
Who is it for?
Everyone.
Yes, whoever said that, the vague voice out there. Okay, it's a letter to every single one of us. Every single one of us. Not just Allison gets a love note from God. Not just Allison gets a letter about how to live the right way. Every single one of us have this same letter from God. And what makes God's word better than any other message to us that we hear? What makes this one better? Okay, you already answered. We'll give you another shot. You're doing so good. It's the truth. That's good. Absolutely. We can know this is true. Good. What else? I'm just like really thinking. Anybody else? What makes this a better message than any of the other messages that I got? Yeah. There you go. That was a great answer, Hannah. It shows us how to live our life, but better even than what we have right now. That's fantastic. Great job. I also love that it tells us the good news about Jesus. The good news about Jesus. Now, are you guys doing, do you guys do email? Right? Email, parents do email, the older ones do email, okay? There's just lots of different ways that we get messages today, aren't there? Tons of ways that we get messages. All you guys watch TV, commercials, right? Messages, always messages. Billboards, messages. Where else? We get messages all the time, don't we? Yeah, anything we read and everything that we're doing. This is the greatest news of all because it tells us about Jesus, about the good news of Jesus for us in our lives. Okay, so I need one more volunteer. You, I saw it, the hand went up. Come on up, will you come up? She raised it, put it back down, like she rethought her answer. That's right, and I'm going to roll with it. Come on this side, please. Okay, we're going to read from the Bible, John 20, verse 31. It's the one that's highlighted right there in orange. So would you read that really loud so Ben, Mr. Ben in the back row, could hear that? Okay, really loud.
But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the God, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
Very good. Thank you. All right. Excellent. Thank you. Who can tell me? That was awesome. Yes. Thank you. And for the clap. I forgot. Okay. Who can tell me what that means? Who is listening to what she said and can kind of summarize? Yeah. What did that mean? Thinking. Okay, here we go. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. These are written so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. So why was it written?
Because that you could believe in him and his life in him.
Very good, that we can believe in him. So number one, we were written that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ. And number two, that by believing that, then we can have life in his name. I think it's amazing that the words in the Bible help each of us learn that when we believe that Jesus is God's son, because it's a choice, that when we believe that Jesus is God's son, we can be part of God's family. Isn't that exciting? So we can make a choice to say, I'm going to choose to believe. Not only am I going to read the message, I'm going to hear what it's saying. If I'm going to choose to put my faith and trust and actually believe that it says that Jesus is God's son and that by believing in his name, that I can have eternal life with him too. I think that's pretty exciting. Okay, for you, for each of you, favorite kind of mail. What's your favorite kind of mail? Favorite thing. Favorite thing to receive in the mail. Anybody get something really great lately? Nathan, get your hand up. You're next, buddy. I saw your hand go up. You want to think about it? How about you? Gray shirt. Half an arm. Excellent. Money in the mail. We are all done with that. Okay, good. Right over here, Jacob. Yeah, money as a gift. Okay, good. Did I call you the wrong thing? Is that his name? Okay, good. Why are you laughing at me? Somebody else. Yes. You're opening your mom's paychecks? Awesome. Okay, good. How about you? Best thing you've gotten in the mail? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Do you have a favorite magazine that you can tell us? One that you like to get? No? Okay, yeah, but that's a great idea. Something like a magazine, that's I always like that too. We got the Toyland thing today. Anybody else think that? We were pretty excited at our house. What's the best thing you've ever received in the mail? It can be anything. I'll even take adult answers on this one. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, back there. Best thing you've ever received. Matthew. Yeah. I think that's a favorite with everyone, right? Yeah? Okay, you're jumping. Have a seat, but yes. Candy in the mail? Excellent. Anybody else get gifts in the mail? You guys ever getting gifts? Yeah? Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to think of what else is good besides the catalogs, the money, the... Okay. And what are some times you read God's letter? What are some of the times that you read God's letter, the Bible? When are some times that you've done that? Yeah. Okay. Good. Excellent. And you have your own Bible, right? So she read it last Saturday with her sister. When are some of the times you read the Bible, God's letter to you? Shh. Wednesday before church. I thought I'd see a lot more hands up going with that answer. Ooh, a one is coming. I better crack open my Bible. Anybody else, another time that you read the Bible? Well, I mentioned that my friend had passed away this summer. You know, I think there's great comfort in God's word, right? When we can look at his promises, those of us who are in his family, those of us who have chosen to believe in his name, that are part of God's family, that we can find comfort there in the promises that he's given us to always be with us, to never forsake us. And if you haven't needed it yet at this point in your life, at some point you will need that extra comfort that comes from that. Good. Anybody else? Sometimes that you read the Bible? Okay, good. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, you got to fit it in whenever you can, right? On lunch break, I can relate with that one. Thank you. Good. Rachel, how about you? Yeah, on Sunday when you come here to learn or come to church to learn more about him and how much he loves you. Excellent. Good. Well, thank you for your participation. I appreciate that. And then am I praying too? And then we're leaving? All right, so let's do that. Let's bow our head and close the prayer. Lord, thank you so much for your word to us, your love for us, and your grace that you would give us a letter from you that details how much not only you love us, that you'd be willing to send your only son to be the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. And I thank you for each one who's here tonight, and I thank you for the desire to learn more about you and the commitment from these parents and all the parents that are represented here to be continually bringing their children each week. So I ask that you'd help us to seek you more and know you more and love you more through what we learn about you and as we get to know you more through your word. I ask that you bless the rest of our time tonight. Keep us safe and help us have a great time as we wrap up with our game time. I ask also that you would bless each of the leaders and particularly the directors of our Awana programs, that you would continue to give them wisdom and guidance as they continue to lead the programs this year. And I thank you again for all of these great gifts. In Jesus' name, amen.